5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday evening. We got lots of rain, and it's going to be with us, I'm telling you, probably till around midnight. There are going to be some strong, gusty winds, and it'll clear out 1-2 in the morning, and then I think we're good. Seriously. I mean, overnight it's going to be like 60 degrees. It'll be nice sleeping weather once that rain is not getting in your window. And the next week or so looks, well, comfy. Sunny and clear and all that other good stuff. All right. Democrats' National Convention kicks off tonight. Is anybody going to watch it or listen to it? Because I'm not. I'd like to tell you that I am so that you don't have to, but I would be lying to you. I don't know that I ever need to hear from Joe Biden again in my life. I think he's an absolutely despicable human being. And I'm glad that we're done with him. But that being said, what the Democrats committed was a coup. That was an actual, honest-to-goodness coup inside the White House. And the reason that Joe Biden and Antony Blinken are pushing so hard for Bibi Netanyahu to go along with some sort of a deal and trying so hard to get the knuckle-dragging, murderous thugs who are Hamas to agree to a deal is that they want that to be Joe Biden's legacy. They want that to be the last thing that happens while he is president. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I know that right now, today, at this very time, I should be in Israel. And the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, which had organized this trip and invited me to go on it, canceled it because of security concerns. So right now, I should not be talking to you. Right now, I should be in Tel Aviv. And I'm not. And I want more than just about anything else to have that opportunity to go to Israel at some point. I think it's vitally important for me personally. Now, all of that being said, I'm not going to watch Joe Biden tonight. Will I deal with him tomorrow? I will. I will review the recordings. I'll go back and I will pick some stuff out. Jeremy has other plans tonight, right? We're doing what? Monday Night Raw? You'll be busy. I will be busy. No, I have stuff to do. I have to clip my toenails. And that's, Joe Biden or clipping my toenails. I'm telling you, I'm clipping the nails every single time in that dust up. That's who I'm taking. But I want you to know exactly what we are dealing with. And you heard from Kamala Harris just moments ago. Even if you lose, you are undefeated. Okay. There is an ad that is released, that was released, rather, last night. It's going to be airing throughout the Democrats' convention. I want you to take a listen to this. This is cut number 5.
Kamala Harris was given one important job as vice president, monitor and control our southern border. How did she do? Did she take the job seriously? Did she do all she could to protect American citizens from an invasion? Did she do anything at all?
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Here's her grim scorecard. Murders, rapes, attacks on children. A 12-year-old girl in Texas, a mother of 5 in Maryland, a nursing student in Georgia. All savagely murdered by those Biden and Harris led into our country unlawfully.
We have a secure border.
Kamala Harris was and is a complete failure at her job. Now she's asking us for a promotion? Who in their right mind would give it to her? Restoration Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I think that's a great ad. That is absolutely, positively a great, great ad. And I hope that everybody watches it. I hope that everybody gets an opportunity to see it and listen to it. And even with that, there will be people who happily vote for her because, and you fill in the blank, why would anyone vote for her? If you had one job within the administration and that was the border and you failed so miserably, why on earth would you get a promotion? On the one hand, we're told that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have worked hand in hand throughout this administration. She's been there at every important decision. All right. Well, they've screwed up everything. Oh, no. Well, she wasn't involved in that. Well, you got to pick one. What did she do? Did she do anything? We have a snippet here which just blew my mind and would probably have you blowing like a point, well, certainly a 0.08, probably closer to a 0.10. Kamala Harris is at an event. The police officers who were detailed to that event said that had she been driving, they would have popped her for DUI. Cut number 7.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
All right, ma'am, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to step heel to toe 18 steps in that direction, turn without stepping off the line, and then walk back. And then after that, I'm going to ask you to stare at this pen. I'm just going through some of the things I probably would have said to her on the side of the road if I would have pulled her over. As you know, in the United Kingdom, they have announced that if you say something on social media that they don't like, they're coming to lock you up. We have somebody who's already been arrested for anti-establishment rhetoric. What does that mean? Don't know. Well, how can you arrest somebody for anti-establishment rhetoric? Don't you people have freedom of speech? And the answer over there is no. We joke about what's in the Constitution here in the United States. We really do. We joke about it. We laugh about it. And we don't think it's all that important because we've always had it. But go live someplace where they don't have it, and you will understand very, very quickly the strength of our American Constitution. Talk to people in Australia. People in Australia thought that they had a right to own firearms. And they did have that right, and they owned firearms, but they got that right not from God, as we do in the United States, but they got it from the Australian government. And the Australian government then decided, yeah, you don't have that right anymore, and you got to get rid of all your guns. That's because they don't have a Second Amendment. So in the United Kingdom right now, they'd like to think that they have freedom of speech. You can go on any soapbox, any town green over there, and just stand up and start talking, right? They have that whole speaker's corner in London where people just show up and jump up there and start saying stuff. Well, in the new and improved England, now firmly under the control of the Socialist Labour Party, you don't have freedom of speech. And they don't like what you're doing on social media. They don't like, quote, keyboard warriors. And so they've already announced they will be arresting people, and we all laughed at it, except they've done it. And as I say, one of the early arrests is of a man who has been charged with anti-establishment rhetoric. In other words, saying, I don't agree with what's going on. And if you think that they're not going to lock you up, take a listen to cut number 8.
We will guarantee a prison cell. We will make sure that those people who need to be in prison will be in prison. Not necessarily in the area where they live. They may be 200-300 miles away from home, but we will guarantee people a prison cell.
With the numbers are so tight there. How can you make that guarantee?
They are tight, and that's why we've initiated Operation Early Dawn. So basically, the easiest way to describe it is one in, one out. So as people get released, we can then pick up people from police cells and take them to court. And we will triage that 3 times a day.
Wow, they're going to make room for you. Well, if we got to cut some of these murderers loose to make room for the keyboard warriors who are engaged in anti-establishment rhetoric, well, by God, that's what we're going to do. It's kind of terrifying, don't you think? And I have to ask a question. Well, I have a couple of questions. Number one. Does anybody have a good power washing company suggestion? No, I mean, I know this is not like a big news story, but here at Casa Cats, we need one. We had one for years. And we had the company got sold and some other stuff. And long story short, the new folks So if you've got a good power washing company, send me a note, which applies to God, because they'll have plenty of work. We'd love to have them, but we desperately need a good quality power washing company. Okay, that's number one. Number two, and frankly, more important for everybody, what the hell has happened to Candace Owens? Honest to God, she has gone off the edge with the anti-Semitism. I never knew it. I really did. I had no idea that she hated me and, you know, the other members of the tribe as much as she does. We'll share a little clip from her in just a moment. And as always, if you want to jump ahead, you really need to be with me on social media. Because I sent that out earlier today on X. If you're not with me on X, sign up, follow me on X, Jeff Katz Show, Jeff Katz Show. And on Facebook, remember, it's the Jeff Katz Show. So follow me over there. If you're already following me, of course, you know exactly what we're going to hear from Candace Owens in just a moment. If you're not, well, yeah, another reason to get signed up, follow Jeff Katz Show on X. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.